Talking about this wall was a weak wall. So Rashi says, you didn't do any damage by breaking the wall, because the wall was supposed to be broken down anyway. If you have a weak wall, you can't leave it. It's a mazik. So you have to knock it down yourself anyway. So I just did your taiva, I knocked it down. So that's why I'm potter b'din yodim. All right, turn over. Oh, mama, what we say? Your mama said before, Hakoi faith koi mosa shachaveroi tifnei adleika. If you bend over somebody's wheat or the corn, and now a fire coming will burn it, so again, you're potter b'din yodim. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Ilayma de matle b'ruch mitsuya, if a normal wind would have brought the fire to that field anyway, Fred Gemara b'din. No, forget. Ilayma de matle b'ruch mitsuya, when you bent over the wheat or the corn, now a normal wind would take that fire coming and burn the field. Fred Gemara, if that's the case, so b'dina yodam nami nechayiv. You should be chayiv b'dina yodam. Because when the Ruach Mitzuya comes, Rashi says, Arabi Yadayim Hiver, who b'day yodam nechayiv, yim b'day yodam yichayiv. Like if normally the wind takes the fire, so the fire's root is to come down this street right now, and you put somebody's tefuah there, avada yichayiv. That's said like you put the wheat into the fire. So why are you potter? El, the case is like this. The Matya Bruach Sheinu Mitzuya. It's talking about that a normal wind would have not taken the fire to where you put the wheat. It's only an abnormal wind came. So that's called like a grummer, therefore you potter. Rashi Ruach Sheinu Mitzuya, the Nidilei Sarkadayti, it's something you didn't have to think about. That's why you potter. Could be like you're like an honest here. That's why you potter. For Avashim, Rashi says, Tomonitna. Here was the reason why you potter is because it's Tomin, you cover it up. Mishum Deshaviyat Tomin Biesh. The reason why you potter, Rashi says, Shekisa Komes Chaver Besadinin. We're talking about that you covered up the wheat with a covering. Kishiro the lake etzlo, when you saw a fire covering, he didn't tell you, v'hula shalach ha-zabeiro, v'shav yitamin, v'garam lehefzad ha-nizig, v'lifter ha-mavir, the pot of ha-tamin b'yesh. That's what you call the garam now. What happened was, somebody lit a fire, and he was a mazik, and if this fire would have burnt down the field, so the mazik, the balesh, has to pay for the field. Now a third party came along and covered up that field. When he covered up the field, he made a tumen, and the lacher is when an eish burns up something that's covered, the baal eish is potter. So this third person made the nizik lose out. So the lacher, he caused him a damage. He's not going to be paid now for the burnt field. So that's the chiddush that he's potter b'din yodim, because it's only called the grummer. He didn't do any actual damage. He just was guring you to have a loss. So therefore, grum is potter. But what we say before, hasoicher ed sheker, that if you hire false edim, you potter. Hechidam, what's the guy talking about? Ilay melanash, if you hired false edim for yourself, that you made somebody else pay you money. Rashi says, loitzi mama mechaber, liatzma, you made somebody else give you $1,000. You hired false edim to say that Reuven owes you $1,000. Fred the gemara minor boy shlumei, then you have to pay $100. You have to pay the money back. Who would then yadam nami nechayiv? You have to pay back the money within the yodim. Why should it be put over here? The drasha money, brother Shlumei, I see mom and shaytzi chayav lachir. The money that he gave you, you have to give back. Lechavre. Yeah. So no, you have to give back. So why do you say put within the yodim? If you hired Adam to save false Adam's for you and they caused someone to give you money, that money is gezel. You have to give the money back. El in the case like this, lechavre. That Rashi says, Socher edi shekel oitzi mom and meruven leshimin. You hired false Adam to say to Reuven that Shimon owes him $1,000. So in that case, you're potter b'din yodim. Even though you caused Shimon to have to give $1,000 to Reuven, you caused Shimon to have a loss, but the pshat is you only caused him. You didn't do the actual loss. You only hired Adim. So therefore, the Maaseh, you're potter from pain. Even in the case where we can't make the other people give back the money, you'll be potter, because you're only a goyim. Vayta vayadeya edis lechaver, if you know to say edis for your friend, the yain and mail, and you don't say it for him, also you're potter within a yodim. So the question is, b'mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, b'beitrei, there are two edim over here, talking about two people. For the mob shita, the eraisu, that's a posik mid eraisu. Drashi dechai b'dinah shemayim. What's the chiddush here? Like, if you know edis and you don't say it, pshita yechai b'dinah shemayim. Like, vice versa, b'dinah yodim, shita you're potter over here. You didn't do anything, you're only a gorim. What do you want? The chiddush poshit that yechai b'dinah shemayim. Fred Gemara, that's also pshita that yichai b'dinah shemayim. The pasuk says, "Im lo yagid v'nos avoynoi."
If you do not say Eidus that you know, it's Venosa Vorna, you're at fault. Mashma Bedina Shemayim, you get punished for it. El the Chiddush here is Bechad. The Chiddush here, even though you're only one aid. That's the Chiddush that Rashi Ella Bechad, the Mechayev Shvua, Bedina Shemayim Mechayev. The Yevi Masid Chayev Le Shvua, Vedum Le Hebe Mishtam Veshukra Mishalim. That's the Chiddush. You're only an Eid Echad. By Momen Eid Echad is not believed. You can't be Maitse Momen. But I call upon him an Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvua. So if you would have said the Eid is, maybe the other person wouldn't have swore, and therefore would have paid the money. Therefore, considered you made the person a loss by not saying your Eidus. That's the Chiddush that Bedina Shemayim Mechayev. For the Gemara Vesu Leka, the no other cases, Rashi, the Chayev Bedina Shemayim, are these the only cases that Chayev Bedina Yodim, that the Potem Bedina Yodim, Chayev Bedina Shemayim? There are a lot of cases that Yechayev Bedina Shemayim. Bedina Shemayim means Bezdin here in this world doesn't give you punishment. But Bedina Shemayim, you did something wrong. In Shemayim, you'll get punished for it. And that means you have to do tshuva. You have to know Bedina Shemayim, you'll get punished. You have to do tshuva. What are the cases? Ho'isa melocha b'meichatis. If somebody does work with meichatis, you make it possible. Meichatis is the water they make from the paraduma to use for the meichatis. If somebody uses it, does work for it, it becomes possible. So you are gar mehefsid. Rashi says shashoko connected with mishkolas masech the gittin. Then if solim b'melocha, now you make the water possible. Of a paraschatis is these cases is potim within the yodim v'chayim within Hashemayim. So Rashi says, why you put it in the yodim here? The churat hezek b'yadayim. You did damage to it directly. You work with this water. You made the water possible now for the mechatis or poraschatis. So Rashi says, the reason why b'din yodim we hold the potter is because it's called the hezek shein nikur. Because we can't tell the damage. The water looks the same water as it was before. You did a malacha. It's a din that it's possible, but we can't tell it. So this man the yamold hezek shein nikur. You can't see the damage. Loishem hezek. It's not called hezek. The kulay hani tiyufta b'mesdisaninu. All these kashas are from Brises. For the Gemara, I have another kasha also, and still here it says that potem b'diyad v'chayev din Hashemayim. For the Gemara Vika, I have another halacha. Hanoi saint salam lovas of day behemoth chaveru. If somebody puts down poison in front of your friend's animal and he eats it and dies, again, potem b'diyad v'chayev din Hashemayim. You're potem b'diyad because he did it to himself. Who asked him to eat it? But you're chayev din Hashemayim because you were garm, you put it there. So the other case is also, you see, for the more of Eid is another case, Shalech as a bear, if you send the fire, the Yadcher is to the cotton, potem to the Yadcher, Chayim to the Shemayim. Again, with the Yadim Yapota, you only Chayim to the Shemayim. Vika is another case, Hamavis as a bear, if you scare your friend, Rashi, Tokeya Lev Yaznoi, you blow in his ear, suddenly, and you make a damage there, so also, you didn't do it via dying, like he got scared, so potem to the Yadim, Chayim to the Shemayim. That's another case. The Ika is another case also. Nishpura Kada Mishus Rabin. Foloi Silkoi. If you broke a pitcher Mishus Rabin, you didn't pick up the broken pieces. And Nofla Gamloi, or else your camel fell down, you didn't pick it up. So Mashma, there are a lot of cases that Yechai Bedini Yodam and Potem Bedini Shemayim. Yechai Bedini, Yepotem Bedini Yodam and Yechai Bedini Shemayim. So much in, true. Miyu Ika Tuva. There are a lot of cases. But these cases that we said, we need it for. Because now the time of the Shemayim, I would have thrown these cases, the Yepoti with the Shemayim, Kamashmalon, no, that Yechai Bedin Shemayim. These cases I would have thought to say Yepota. Kamashmalon, no, Taki Yechai. That's why these three cases are the Chidushim, even though there are a lot of cases like this, that you're Poti Bedin Yodem and Chai Bedin Shemayim, that's the cloud, but every grom is like that. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in daf nun vavu meralef in the middle. Again, the Gemara says ha poiritz gedim. Then we just got finished saying that even though there are a lot of cases that it could be a potter b'din the odom v'chayi b'din Shemayim, but the reason why the Brayis only says these three cases because these cases tell us a big chiddushim. What does it teach us? Like this: ha poiritz gedim b'fnei b'emes chaveroi. If you knock down the fence in front of your friend's animal, you knock down the fence of the corral. So I would have thought, the mouth of him, I would have thought to say, Kivon de la mistere koi, since the fence is aiming to break down anyway, my of it, what did I do? Bedine Shemayim namila lechayiv, maybe I'm not even lechayiv bedine Shemayim. In other words, it's normal for a fence to fall down, so the owner always has to go around and check it anyway. So even though I broke it, but maybe I'd be put even bedine Shemayim. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush know, that Yishino, Bedina Shemayim, still you are a Gurim, you caused the animal now to go out to do damage, therefore Yechayiv, Bedina Shemayim. Now the next case is ha koifeh koimosa shechaveroi. If you bend over the tfua, the wheat of your friend, and now a fire comes and burns it. So it's a ruach shein in Mitzuya. That's why Yoni Chai Bedine Shemayim. So here also, Na'mal the time I would have thought to say, Lema mi hevi yodano diasya ruach shein in Mitzuya. Do I have to think that maybe a strange wind will come to make the fire come and burn it? No, it's like an onus. And therefore maybe Bedine Shemayim namele lechayiv. Even Bedine Shemayim is should be potter. Since Lamaisa, a Ruach Mitzuya cannot take the fire to burn this tefuah. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, know that Lamaisa, you bent over the wheat, and because of what you did, now the fire burns it, therefore Yechai B'din HaShemayim. For the Gemara though, or the Rabashi, according to Rabashi, the Omar Narmer that said also the case before is Tamun Itmar, that the case is that you went and covered up your friend's wheat, and now when the fire comes and burns it up, the Mazik is Potter. So you're a gorim, you caused that the owner loses out. Nobody's going to pay him now for the damage. So what's the chiddush on that? So Mora says also mal d'tam. I would have thought to say ano kisuya kisiste nalich. The person could say, listen, what did I do? I took my clothing and I covered over your wheat. I thought maybe I'll save it from the fire. So therefore, b'dinei shemayim namilei lechayiv. Maybe even b'dinei shemayim also we should be potter. Kamash Mulan, that's the Chiddush now, that Vidinei Shemayim, you're chayiv, because you're causing him to have a loss. You went and covered up Reuven's wheat. If you wouldn't have covered it up, then when the fire burnt it down, the one that made the chayiv would have been chayiv to pay him. Now that you covered it up, Sa'eshus Potter on Tomun. So therefore, you caused the owner to have a loss. That's why you're chayiv Vidinei Shemayim. And the other case is, V'hasecher Edei Sheker, if you hire, you rent, Adim to say false Adis, that Yechai B'din Neshemayim Nami. Mal the time I would have thought to say Yepota completely maybe, even B'din Neshemayim. Because Lema, you have a right to say Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishaimim. Like you have a right to say, when I offer these people money, for sure they're supposed to say no. They're not supposed to listen to me. They're supposed to listen to Hashem. So therefore I would have thought to say that I'm not doing anything, I'm just like joking around with you. So that's the Kamash Mula, no, that's still the Maisi Yechai. Hidine Shemayim. Like Rashi says, for ho yelahem shlo yidu. Really, these Eidus sheker on themselves, they should have not said. Because, divri mishaimim. So therefore, I would have thought you put the Hidine Shemayim, kamash mo no, stu yichayv. And the last case was, v'ha yodeya Eidus lachaveroi. If you yourself really know how to say Eidus for your friend, and you hold it back, you don't want to say it, so yichayv Hidine Shemayim. V'yeinu neidloi. So Mor says, Nami here also. Maho de Tem, I would have thought to say, Mi Yemer, who would say, Tichi Hevi Mesadina Lei, even if I would have said Adis, Hevi Moida, that he would admit it, Dil Mevi Mishtabel Shikra, like I'm only an Eid Echod, so maybe he wouldn't have agreed to me, but rather maybe he would have sworn against me, L'Sheker, and therefore I didn't cause you a loss at all, and therefore maybe Vedina Shemayim Nami Le Lechayiv, even Vedina Shemayim also maybe should be Potter, Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no, that Lamaisi Yechayiv. Kamash Malon, that Yechayiv. B'dinei Shemayim. So that's why these four cases are asked to say it, because there's a Chiddush here, that Yechayiv B'dinei Shemayim. But other cases, it's posh that you're potter B'dinei Yadim, Chayim B'dinei Shemayim, that's why it doesn't have to say it. Now, our Mishnah says, Nifritza Balayla, Oysha Patsu Listim, if by night time the animals broke loose, or the wall fell down, so you're an honest, or else a listim came and broke the wall down at night time, and the animal goes down and does damage, so the Mishnah says, you're potter, because you're an honest. Omar Rabbi said, Vushechosra. We're talking about over here, that the animal dug underneath. Vushechosra, Rashi says, Hoditna nifrat sabalayla potter. That's how we say, if the fence fell down at night time, and the animal goes out, that you're potter, we're going, Shechosra habehema. The animal dug underneath it, and that's the way the wall fell down. Because in such a case, you're a complete honest. But if the animal did not dig under, but rather the wall fell down by itself, what do you want to tell me, Chayiv, that then the Baal, the owner, is Chayiv? Because if his wall fell down, he should have put up a stronger wall. So then he's Chayiv. So Mura says, hey, Kidami, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the Kaisel Bari, we're talking about a strong wall. If so, kiloi chosro, I may chayiv. If it was a strong wall, so the owner doesn't have to think that maybe it's going to fall down. So even if the animal did not dig underneath it, but just it happened and honest happened, the wall fell down by itself. My hevel elam eved. What should have the owner have done? He put up a nice strong wall. So of course he's potter. Eli has to tell me the kaisarua. We're talking about that this wall was a weak wall. If so, ki chosra my potter. Even if the animal goes now and digs under the wall, and because he digs, that's where it falls down, still the owner should be chayiv. My potter, what does the Mishnah say is potter? Chilose b'pshia b'sofa b'yainasu. That at the beginning you're a pasheya. You left him with a weak wall, the wall by itself could cave down. And then you'll be chayiv. True, the end happened that the animal dug underneath it is like an onus. So honicha, this is good, l'man the yom that holds. Chilose b'pshia b'sofa b'yainas potter. If you're the locher, it's chilose b'pshia b'sofa b'yainas potter, very good. El do l'man the yom. Chilose b'pshia. If so, what can you say? What does our Mishnah say? A pot, you should be chayiv. So Mar says, El, according to the Amman Diyama, Mas Nisim Kaisabari. No, our Mishnah is talking about that you left the animal last night with a nice strong wall. So, and really, V'yafidu Lechosro, even if the animal did not dig underneath the wall, but just the wall fell down by itself, still the owner is potter, because he's a real honest. If so, when did Rabbi say his halacha? V'chi itma de Rabbi, when did we learn Rabbi's halacha? As sefer itna. We learned it on the sefer. So what the sefer says, hanicha v'chama, if the owner leaves his animal in the sun, oy shemosro l'cher shaitz v'kotem, or else to give it over to a fool, or to a cher shaitz v'kotem to watch it, v'yotzeh v'zeik, and now the animal goes out and does damage, chayiv. In such a case, the owner is chayiv, he's a pesheya. He should have known that if you leave it in the sun, it gets wild and it'll go out. And a cherishet of a cotton is like nothing, so you should have known it's going to go and do damage. On this, Omar Rabbi says, V'yafilu chosro, that you should know, even if the shore now dug underneath the wall, and that's why the wall came tumbling down, which is the chur like an onus, still yechayiv. And loy mi boy, not only, hecha deloy chosro, not only when the shore did not dig under, but rather just to knock down the wall to cool up b'pshiyahu, that the owner is a complete pshiya for leaving him in the sun, or for giving him over the chereshet of a cotton. And the fact the wall fell down, for sure the owner is chayiv, elabot afilu, even in the case of chosro, even in the case where the shore went and dug underneath the wall, and by him digging under the wall, which is like an onus, that caused the wall to come down. Still, now the time I would have thought to say, have a lot chilas of pshia for sofer b'yonis, that maybe it should be told in that machlokes if chayiv or not. Kamash malon, on this the Mishnah teaches us no, to kula pshihi, that the owner is called a complete pshia. My time, what's the reason? The omale, we tell the owner, neida yadas, you should have known, the chivon de shav kosa b'chama, since you left your animal in the sun, and the sun bothers him, he gets nervous. He's going to start running around to do damage. That called titzaka, the isla, any type of an excuse, Rashi says tachbolus, any type of a way to free himself or to run out, lemevad ovdo, he would do v'nafka and go out. So therefore, you should have known that it's possible the animal will even start to dig underneath the wall and come out. So that's the chiddush here that you're called a psheya. You should have known that when you give an animal in the sun and he gets nervous there, anything possible that he could do, he will do. So there's no more thing as an onus. You're called a pesheya and yechayiv. Then the Mishnah says, "Hoytziyu you listim chayovim." If the listim take him out, if the listim go into your house and takes out a shor, so lemaisa the ganif is chayiv. If the animal goes and does damage now, he's achroi. He has to take care of it.